We're after Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel, B'tzalim Shiyardu Aleim Gesham Mitzimchu, B'tzalim, onions, upon which the Geshem, the blessing of the Ribbono Shel has fallen. V'tzimechu, they have blossomed. Im Hayu Ha'olam Shalachem Shechayrim, if their leaves were black. Asurim, it is forbidden to eat. Chayviku, if they turn green, Harei Elu Mutarim. Now what does that mean? Let's take a look over here at the pictures first. Okay, the picture over here says, Im Hayu Ha'olam Shalu Shachar. We have here onions, a botzel. Okay, you ever see this thing? I have this in the refrigerator, I think. The onion in the refrigerator, you see?
It's going like
this
that,
is
right?
The bottom drawer of the refrigerator. And then this is what's going out of the bottom drawer. So what is the halacha? Yeshkan taruvas gidul shavias and gidul shishas. Because whatever is in the bottom is the seventh year. And what grows, im hishchir ha'olim b'yadua sh'nisgalu min ha'karka. If it's black, in Meshchidu Ha'olim, the leaves become black, it's known fact that they grew from the ground. Yeshkan Taruvis Gidul Shavis, in Gidul Shishis, we are called Shavis Mibnei Shah Taruvis. When there's a mixture, everything is also. Hayriku turns green, Hayriku Mutadim.
It wasn't like that, that we say before that the Olim had a different status than the bottom.
Yeah, we did. I don't know. But here's something about colors. Let's see. Here we have here an onion. Let's see. 169. We have here onions. We have here Bitsalm Shiyodolem Gesham Bitsalm. We have Bitsalm.
Yeah. Bitsalm. Go ahead.
Now you're comfortable? What?
My foot hurts. You know, my foot hurts.
Why?
Are you sure? You feel it? Well, I hurt my foot. Just strained it a little. Back on, please.
Okay. We have here Bitsalm Shiyodolem Gesham Bitsalm. Batzel shegadal b'shish, an onion which grew in the sixth year. This object grew in the sixth year, and then you replanted it in the seventh year. And now the leaves grew; they blossomed. They blossomed in the seventh year. So what is halacha? Ein kan tarubis shviyas v'akom. There's no mixture. Okay, there's no mixture. So you this grew in the sixth year, you replant in the seventh year. So in country with Shvius Akol Motor, im Hiriku Ha'olim Niskadel about Sunday at Smavulum Akarka. If the leaves are green, that means that the onion grew by itself and not from the ground. So it's telling us a Yesoid. This is the Yesoid in the earth. That when leaves grow in onions, that means the leaves are growing not because of the ground. The leaves are growing because of the onion itself. Even if you put in the refrigerator, it would change. You don't necessarily need the ground. It's still growing. It's like a person. A person comes out of the ground. He continues to grow.
The leaves grow even though it's not in the ground.
So therefore, if the color of the leaves are, just because the onion is the ground does not mean that the reason why the onion is developing is because of the ground.
It is.
It does not mean it's developing because of the ground. It's right. Because of the onion itself, the air.
Good.
So the simen is if it's green, that means it's only because of the onion. If the leaves are black, that is an indication that its growth is due to the earth. And then the halacha is going to be forbidden.
Good.
Okay, that's the chiluk, the difference in halacha. Let us review the halacha one more time.
Good.
We have over here the onions, but some they are onions. Shiyadolim gusham shemitimeku im yahu chelam shlohem shachadim asum, because that means it's coming from the ground. Hayriku, if they're green, harelu utadim aleim gusham rain has descended with simeku, they blossom. If the leaves were black, asudim, the onions are forbidden. Why? Because that's an indication that the reason why they're growing is from the earth, the ground. Hayriku, but let's say they're green, harelu utadim, because that's an indication that came from the earth, from the ear. Not from the ground. Let's Rabbi Chani. Let's first see the Rav. Some shalim gusham, but some shal shishes. Shenichdesu lashviyis. The yard olayim gushamim. When descended the tzimechum, they blast them. The im heshchidu ha'olim. If the leaves became black, b'diyoshagilu shagalu v'hoisifu. If the leaves became black, biyadua. Then there is a certainty. Biyadua shagadlu v'hoisifu, they have developed. The oisai gidul shviyas. Umevatnum ho'ikar. It's called gidul shviyas. This is called the growth of the shviyas. Umevatnum ho'ikar. Afal pishu meruba. And even a small amount of growth is mevatnum the onions. Even the onions, the majority of the onions are from the sixth year. Aval im hariku ha'olin oz holchem holchem. It just means that it's withering. V'lav me'aro karab, it's not growing from the ground. Okay, so if it's black, you know that the onions are developing, they're growing from the ground, and you have a taruvus of shavius and the sixth year, and the rule is when you have a taruvus, it's also, even though the majority is from the seventh year, it doesn't matter, and the laws of shavius require that we review this to be forbidden. But if it is green, that is an indication that it's growing from the ear, and then it's going to be mutter. Is that clear? Good. Now we go to the next sheet. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignois Oimer. Ah, he's my favorite. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignois Oimer. Im yochaylam lehitolish be'olin shalchem asurim. If you can detach it be'olin shalchem asurim uchneged kein moitzoy shviyas mutarin. Now, what does that mean? So let's see. You have a picture for that. What does he say? Asur 172. Let's see, wow, what a big picture. Look at this picture. So he says, if when you grab the leaves, it comes out, versus grabbing the leaves and it snaps. Look at that. Sometimes when you grab the leaves, the whole thing comes out. Sometimes when you grab the leaves, it stays where it is. You know what it's like? I don't want to give you a mushroom. Yesh kan taruvus gedule shvius im gedule shishus ve'akol shvius b'bnei hataruvus. If the koyach is a zogrois to koyach, when you pull the leaves, all that comes out, that means that it's growing. The reason why it grows due to shvius, the earth. When it grows because of the earth, and the koyach is very strong, and when it's very strong, when you pull the leaves, you'll pull out the onion with you, and therefore it's going to have the status of shvius. But if when you pull the leaves, it snaps, that shows that it's very weak. It shows that the growth is not due to the ground; it's withering away. Then it's mutter. Then we don't view to be there's no growth; it's just withering. And then we view the leaves growing by themselves. The loimin hakarka, not from the ground. Ain kan taruvus shviyas v'akol mutar. We do not have a taruvus, and everything is going to be permitted. Okay, got it? That is Yochanan ben Antignois. If you pull the leaves and the onion goes, the bulb goes with it, then it's going to be also. That is an indication that it is growing because of the koyach of shvius. But if when you pull the leaves, it snaps, that is an indication that it's growing not because of the shvius, it's growing on its own, therefore it's mutar. Now then he writes, what does this mean? So here we go. We have a very long picture. What does this mean? A botzel shagadol b'shishas. It grew in the sixth year. Chaz of noto, and you put it in the seventh year. V'tzamcha olam yesh kan gdile shvius. V'chazar v'akru. And I pulled it out. V'chaz of noto b'shmir. And put it again in the eighth year. V'tzamcha olam yesh kan tosefes gdile shminas. So could you imagine? This is 3 years old. This onion began in year six. You planted it in year seven. And then you planted it again in year eight. 3 years. Six, seven, eight. So the question is, what status does the onion have? Is it a shvius or not? So it says over here, Godal b'shishis, nitoisef b'shvius, and chaz nitoisef b'shminis. So we say on the side, says, gedul b'shminis, mitzdar from gedul b'shishis, levatal gedul b'shvius. So in this case,
the sixth,
and the sixth is the majority, the seventh. How do you like that?
It's crazy.
Isn't that amazing, you saw it?
Yeah.
Did you ever know that? What?
It's unbelievable.
Are you okay?
My foot hurts, but aside from that, everything's good.
Okay, so here you go over here. Labet som shal shvius shiotzul mosi shvius. Now that's ready the next picture. So the halach is going to be, let's see what says in the Rav. What does the Rav say? The Rav says, the derech of onion, when it's complete, it's derech of some, when they complete, they come out of the ground by themselves, and it's very easy to pull out of the ground. Do you know that? It's very easy to pluck onions out of the ground. Now, if the olim are very strong, if the onions are very strong, and when you grab the onion, yachal litloish habitzol min aretz. And when you grab the onion, the im he'olim chazok. If the leaves are very strong, uche she'oicheis bohen, and the leaves are so strong, yachal litloish habitzol min aretz. You're able to grab the onion from the ground. Ozvadai goloi b'shvius. Then certainly it grew in the seventh year. Okay, if the onions are very strong, And when you plant it in the ground, they're so strong that if I would, I can pull it, it comes out of the ground, then it's found out the Gosh. It's connected. And then, like we said, if they're so strong, if the leaves are so strong that when you pull the leaves, the whole onion comes out, that is indication that it grew in the seventh year. Then we have the last statement. Similarly.
Good. Excellent. You pronounced that perfectly.
Similarly.
Testing. I like the way you said that. It's like...
Who says I said it the right way?
Like an Englishman.
I'm not English. I know nothing. We're not dealing with onions. Onions of shvius. Sheyatsu lumotzoy shvius. We're not dealing with onions that of shvius that went into motzoy shvius mari. The loy mikalinon buhu kulihai. We already discussed this. We're not so generous. The loy mikalinon buhu kulihai shegduli heter. We're not so lenient. Shegduli heter kol shuhu. Yalu alhu. So we said that already. We're not so generous to say that the gedulei heter overpowers the iser. Ela seifa nami mar bebitzom shel shishis. We're not dealing with onions that grew in the seventh year that now are growing into the eighth year. Doesn't matter. Even though it's in the eighth year, they were still tarugas. We're dealing here with onions that are 3 years old. They started growing in year 6, mm-hmm. and then year 7, and now year 8. Ella seifa nami mar bebitzom shel shishis. We're dealing with onions of the sixth year. Ella seifa nami mar bebitzom shel shishis. So the sixth year ikra shakon b'shishis. You pull out of the sixth year v'chazin notem b'shvius. La'achar shegalu b'mar b'shvius akon v'chazin notem b'shvinis. V'mitach shekvar galu b'shishis lo yosifu ki imat. Since they already grew in the sixth year, They only grew a little bit in the seventh year. Veneshu shachazu osivim at b'shminis chazu oisah heter bottle. So now that heter comes along a bottle iser hamut shagam shel shishis misayel levaloi achas shesoyf gidloi beheter. So now shachazu osivim at b'shminis when it grows a little bit more in the eighth year chazar oisah heter that small amount of heter comes along a bottle iser hamut of the seventh year. Shagam shel shishis. The sixth year, shagam shel shishis. The sixth year, misayeya levad loy assisting vat lacha shesoyf gidloy heter. The ein halacha ki Rabbi Chananya ben Antignos. We do not accept his opinion le halacha. All right, is that clear? Let's review the entire mission. I think it's very easy. This mission is very clear. We have here bitzolim. We have delicious California onions. Where do you get your onions from?
Canada?
Why?
That's where they come from.
How do you know?
I read the paper. It says made in Canada. Product of Canada.
Okay, fine. Bitzalim sheyardu aleihem gishanim. Onions upon which rain has descended, vitzimechu. And the rain has caused the onions to blossom. So what is the halacha? The halacha is as follows. Im hayu ha'olim shalohem shechorim. If the leaves are black, that is an indication that the growth has come from the ground. Because nutrients of the earth cause the color of new growth of onion leaves to be black. You go to a scientist and have him explain that to you why that is so. But the mission tells us this is a fact of life. And therefore, that is an indication that it has grown from the earth and the year of Shemitah. We have now a Taruvus, part of the onion grew in the 6th, part grew in the 7th. Mela halacha is going to be Asurim, it is forbidden. They have all of the full-fledged laws of Shvius. Good? But let's say Hiriku, let's say the leaves turn green. That is an indication that they are just continuing on their previous growth. It's not due to the earth. The Mela, there's no violation of Shvius. Shvius only, that's a very big issue in Shvius. Shvius is the earth. If the earth caused the fruit to grow, if the fruit grows not due to the earth, it appears there's no permission of shvius. I would imagine hydroponics would be mutter. That's what it seems to be saying. Hydroponics.
I like that.
Because hydroponics is not due to the earth.
It's due to the water.
It's due to the water. So therefore, there's no prohibition. Then harilu mutarim. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, and he has another way to do a test, another scientific test, and he says that it depends on how strong the leaves are. If the leaves are very strong, that is an indication that the earth, because when the earth caused it to grow more, it caused it to be koyach, it causes strength. So when you pull it, it will pull out from the ground as well. But if it's shvach ma'isis, it shows that it's not from the root, nela. It's like a Musa Haskel. If you have children, and the children, when they had their chinuch, where are they getting their chinuch from? They're getting the chinuch from the parents, from the shiroshim, or they're getting the chinuch from the gas. The nafkamina is when you try to pull them away, if they go. So if they have a strong upbringing, when you pull them, the whole you have to pull out the whole shirish. But if they just snap, it goes to show that there was never real chinuch. It was all from the gas, from the avia. And that's why it was so easy just to disappear. You like the Russian? Period. And now we come to this amazing halacha in the next of the Mishnah. I'm talking about 6, 7, 8. You plant it in 6, you plant it in the year 6, and then it goes into year 7 and into year 8. If you plant it in the year 6, and then you replant it in year 7, you replant it in year 8. So even though you have a taruvah from year 7, but we say that the growth of year 6 and the growth of year 8 is going to overpower, is going to be the majority, is going to be mevatel the prohibition of year 7. When we go through a three-step process. Is that clear? Beautiful Mishnah? Mishnah Isios Neshama. Food for the Neshama. Okay, after Mishnah Dal, Mimosai Muta Adam. When is a man? Okay, an Adam. You know what an Adam is? Adam is Adam, Afam, and Hadama.
It's a
Adam. Adam means there's room for the Rebbeinu Shalala. Because if man is. Mimosai Muta Adam. When is an Adam? Likach Yorak Bimotsai Shrias. So it says in the Mishnah. What?
It's a short Mishnah.
Oh, it's not. It goes until here. It's not so short.
Very short.
You
can make another one like it, right?
You can make another one. We'll see what does it mean. Asa habakir chutar ho'afil
Rabbi Hitter
likach yorak b'motzo shvius miyad chutar chutar
Ha'afil.
Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Okay, now what's going on over here? Let's see. I have no idea. Let's go and see over here. What says the Rav? Let's first see the Rav. I like the Rav. The Rav here. Mishiyaseh kiyotzi ba mimash and nizra b'motzei shviyas yesh gidul kiyotzi b'zeh detalin and day. When is it? Also, continuation of the previous Mishnah. Mishiyaseh, when is the motor in the motzei shviyas? When it makes the equivalent of what it was. Mimash and Nizra, Miyasha Kitzba, Mimash Nizra, the Motoshvia, Siesh, Gidl Kiyotse, Bezed, Tlim and Bay. Inami, Mnesh, Rabba, Haheter, Allah, Isav, Nispat. We'll see the moment that means in the picture, I don't know. Habakir, Mokim, Shememahir, Levakir, Peroysov, a place where it is swift to develop. Peroysov, Yoysev, Mishor, Mekamos, Mudam, the places. Chutar, Heofil, the Talinan, Shememokim, Habakir, he will be rewarded from the place of Bokir. It produced the equivalent. Okay, let's look at the pictures. The picture says over here, low, the Ritzom shall shriat 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 shriat. What is this picture referring to? What is this picture?
Last Mishnah.
Okay, we're doing our Mishnah Dalet. Here's Mishnah Dalet. Name of Sai Mutter. 173 was the last Mishnah. We did that part. Where's 174 referring to? The Rav? 173, where's 174?
They don't have one.
173, we're in the Rav. Here's the Rav. We did this already, so we have to go back to the previous Mishnah. 174. Okay, this is self-explanatory. This is the case where this is what we're not discussing. Well, what are we not discussing? A botzel shegadol b'shvius grew in year 7, the chazar unetao b'shminis, and you replant it.
You replant it in the eighth.
Okay, and now what happened in the other grew more? Toisefa shminis he miut. The additional growth of the eighth year is just a fractional amount.
Right.
Okay, so it's just a small amount more. So therefore the amount that it grows in the year 8 is insignificant. It's not enough. Even though there is indeed growth, but the growth is not enough to overpower, to be mevatel, the growth of prohibition of the year number 7. Okay, so year number 8 there is growth, but that growth is not enough to mevatel year number 7. Okay, Mishnah. Okay, that's it. That's the case that we're not discussing that case, but rather we're discussing the case of the previous Mishnah where it's year 6, year 7, year 8. Okay, so we're not discussing picture 174. We are discussing picture 175. Okay, that the 170. That was the previous Mishnah. Now we're going to new Mishnah. When in the eighth year is it mutar mishiyaseh kayotze? But what does that mean? Not nizra b'shminis. You plant the onion in year 8, and now what happens? In yesh min nizra b'shminis gadol kumoso. In year 8, it grows kumoso. Nizra b'shminis in the eighth year. Im yesh min nizra b'shminis gadol kumoso mutar l'knoisoy sha'anu toilum shehu shel shminis. If it grows the full amount, if you plant in the eighth year and it grows the full amount, you have a right to assume that it grew in the eighth year. In other words, what would happen? Here's the question. You have an onion and you do not know, did this onion grow in year 6, in year 7, or in year 8? It's a suffix. So the answer is, if you see an onion and the onion, if you know, let's say you have another onion and you are certain that this onion was planted in year 8, and you measure, and it's 3 inches, 10 inches, and now you have another onion, and you do not know, is this other onion year 7 or year 8? 7 would mean it's forbidden, year 8 it's mutter. And that onion that you do not know is exactly the same size as the onion that was definitely planted in year 8. So you have a right to assume it was planted in year 8, because if it was planted in year 7, then it would be bigger, it would be a few inches more. Im yesh min hanizra b'shminis gadol kumoso mutar l'knoiso sha'anu toilum shehu min hashel shminis. That's it. Also habakir. Now, what you understand what that means? We have an onion.
Yeah.
And we don't know when it was when it grew. They grew in year 7 and year 8.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing we know that it's exactly 10 inches tall. And now we have another onion which definitely we are certain was planted in year 8, and it's exactly 10 inches tall. So we have a right to say that since this one was planted in year 8 and it's 10 inches tall, and this one is 10 inches tall, we have a right to assume that the other one is also planted in the 8th year in its mutter. If the other one was 9 inches, was 11 inches tall, it's 11, so therefore since it's larger, then there's a real possibility that it was planted in the year 7.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure you got me?
Yeah, good.
Okay, now what's this next case? Also, habakir huda ha'afil. Bakir makayim shaboy hikdimoy haperus ligdol. The bakir means like a bukhar. Are you a bukhar?
No.
You have an older brother?
Yes.
So here's the bukhar. The bukhar was one who comes first. The one who has entered into this world.
Beautiful.
Has come into this beautiful world first. Anirishoyin v'niyachanim nivaldai.
In Lenu.
There's no one else. The godless of Adam.
That's it. I love that. Let's go.
Bukhar. Bakir makam shaboy hegdimoy haperos lidol. A place. This is a makom. A makom where the peros have. A makom where the peros have hegdimoy. Have begun to develop. We have a right to assume that where did it come from? A place where they develop early. Afil ki afilois hena. It's a pasuk in Barat. The barley did not destroy the barley. Why ki afilois? Because they were latecomers. They were late bloomers.
A late bloomer.
What's a late bloomer? Afil, makom boy ma'achrin aperos, the place where there's a delay. V'adayin heim kitan, they're still very small. Anu toilim shem makom ha'bokir regiyah v'godol v'heter. Mutal liknois b'makom ha'afil. You're allowed to buy makom ha'afil b'tzel b'tzel b'goydel makom ha'bokir. Okay, so what does that mean exactly? Let's see what the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Me'imasai mutar adam likach yart b'motzoi shvias. But when you know that in Shvius itself it can produce such a size, also habakir chutar, also habakir chutar ha'afil. Rebbe hitter likach yog b'motzei Shvius miyat. You know, I think we need the kahati for this. Okay,